Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 2, Episode 10 of Gotham, The Son of Gotham, written by John Stevens and directed by Rob Bailey. The Son of Gotham starts to bring things to a head as Gotham races towards its mid-season finale, and I'm starting to realize that I like Gotham the most when it just races forward fast enough to cover up the dumb things it does on a regular basis. On that front, this episode was fun. Theo feels like a real threat, and while I'm still not totally on board with Kid Bruce Wayne being on the show at all, let alone being involved with all these various criminals, kidnapping the kid did make for a compelling development. And Bruce's story this episode ended up being secretly kind of great. The twist that Tom the Knife was working for Bruce to get his parents' killer revealed was actually fun, and showed an ice-cold side of Bruce the show hasn't gotten into before. It was the first time where I could see Bruce growing up to be the guy who runs around Gotham as Batman. Gordon, despite punching Galvan in the face a comical amount of times at this point, is also having a rough day as usual. And ending the episode once again working together with Cobblepot was good, because those two characters work very well together. It's not quite Raylan and Boyd in Justified or Walt and Hank on Breaking Bad, but the two enemies working together for a common goal is a trope that's common because it works. Anyway, that is it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you are listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.